This is the brief on choosing the best timber flooring for your kitchen. While putting wood in a high spill zone sounds like a total disaster, this Melbourne guide proves the right timber actually creates a beautifully unified space. Have you ever walked into an open plan house and felt like the kitchen was totally disconnected from the rest of the home? First, let's talk about the best material. Engineered timber is absolutely the top choice, thanks to its multi-layered cross-ply core. Solid Australian hardwoods like black butt are incredibly dense, but they're kind of moisture sensitive. Think of engineered timber like a shock absorber for your house. That specialized core literally stops the wood from expanding and contracting when it gets blasted with kitchen steam and temperature changes. Second, let's look at the hidden benefits. Continuing timber right into the kitchen creates a seamless flow, making the whole space look huge. You probably think tile is the ultimate kitchen floor, right? But imagine standing on cold concrete for hours prepping a holiday dinner. Your lower back will literally beg you for wood, which is naturally warmer, way more elastic, and significantly boosts real estate value. Finally, we've got to cover fatal maintenance mistakes. Wipe spills immediately so water doesn't leak into the micro bevels, those tiny grooves between planks, causing swollen edges or cupping. Level the subfloor to stop squeaks, use felt stool pads, and pick a water-based polyurethane sealant over oil. And hey, using a steam mop on timber is like throwing a gremlin into a microwave, just an absolute disaster. The heat blasts away the finish and drives water straight into the wood. Ultimately, if you choose high-quality engineered wood, seal it right, and totally ditch the steam mop, you'll have a bulletproof, stunning kitchen floor that outlasts all those changing design trends.